As the UNACUHCP strikes enter their ninth day, the conflict between the unions and Kaiser shows no signs of ending. Kaiser Permanente released an official statement on its website, stating that its proposal meets the needs of its employees. According to Kaiser, quote, "This proposal includes the strongest compensation package in our national bargaining history, a 21.5% wage increase over the life of the contract, with 16% within the first 2 years. When step increases and local adjustments are factored in, the total average increase is approximately 30%, one of the strongest nursing contract offers in California this year," end quote. But those on the picket line share a different perspective. Among them, Jeff Cathcart, a nurse anesthetist of over 20 years, who says that Kaiser's framing of the proposal is misleading.
We've made a lot of movement towards their positions. They've made none. They keep coming back with the same proposals that are 30 to 35% below everything else in the market currently. So along with massive cuts to our pensions, our health care, the way we schedule, what they keep putting out in the media is this 21.5% that they've offered us. That 21.5% is completely offset by the cuts that they propose these first union groups specifically here in Northern California.
In Cathcart's words, the goal of the strike is simple.
Success for us will be getting a fair market wage, a fair contract that's not the vindictive, retaliatory contract that they've pushed on us, which is exactly what it is. And that's not hyperbole. That's, you know, them trying to cut our scheduling that's just very retaliatory, pay that's far below market rate. So those are the things that will be success for us, being brought up to a fair market wage, not having cuts to our benefits, maintaining medical care that's standard throughout the industry. Those are things that we would see as success.
It's not just nurses on the picket line, but Kaiser healthcare workers of all types. One striker, an acupuncture provider named Jorge Intal, shared the struggles patients face when seeking these other healthcare services.
We have in acupuncture patients that are waiting months to get in to see us for the first time. And then we also have patients that are waiting several months for a follow-up. And that's not the type of plan of care that they need.
Intal says they are striking not just for their own contracts, but for their patients.
The goal of this strike is we are out here for our patients, for the quality of their care, and for patient safety. We want all of our patients to receive the necessary care that they need.
Kaiser, on the other hand, views these strikes differently, saying in its statement, quote, "This open-ended strike by UNACUHCP is unnecessary when such a generous offer is on the table. The strike is designed to disrupt the lives of our patients, the very people we are all here to serve," end quote. The unions remain resolved in their position, and the strikes will continue beyond this second week until both sides are able to agree on terms. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Cade Young in Oakland.